It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is Diary of a Stroke, The Adventures of Herb and Pete by composer and pianist Haskell Small. Set to perform Saturday in Milwaukee as part of his tour called Celebration of Healing. This is Small's first tour since having a stroke 2 years ago. And you can be part of this discussion. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Haskell, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. When you had this stroke in 2021, did you fear that you may never play the piano again?
Yes, that was one of the first things that occurred to me. I could hardly move my left hand. Basically, I was paralyzed, and I thought my life is over.
But it was not at all. Can you tell us about what you remember about your stroke and in the days after, with as you got into rehab hospital and recovery?
Indeed. Well, when I stepped back and counted my blessings, I was still here to talk about it. Mm. My speech was not affected. My mind more or less intact. And I said to myself, no, I still have a life in front of me. And I will find a way to keep going, keep working. At first, I wrote some music and made some arrangements for Right Hand Alone, mm-hmm. Which you just played a sample of. I might explain a little the title of my piece, The Adventures of Herb and Pete. What does that have to do with a stroke? Essentially, when I was in the rehab hospital, my physical therapist and me came up with the idea of just being a little bit fun with things rather than being too serious. And we gave names to my left hand was Pete. Mm-hmm. And how about your leg? We'll call him Herb. And so they became the stars of my composition, Diary of a Stroke, The Adventures of Herb and Pete.
I wonder, by calling your left hand Pete and your left leg Herb, does that help you become more in tune with your body as you go through recovery, as if you're giving it more attention and more respect?
That's a good way of saying it. Certainly, if nothing else, it added a sense of humor, which one needs in such a life-altering event. Yeah, definitely. I should add also that while I was still in the rehab hospital, realizing that I, do have a life in front of me still, I recalled one of the pieces of music that I've been wanting to learn all my life, the Diabelli variations of Beethoven. Mm. This is a monstrously difficult and beautiful, sublime music that I said, I'm not going to leave this earth until I play this. And so I, ever since, little by little, started to recover use in my left hand and started practicing in earnest the Diabelli, I call it. And I am about to embark on a tour. I'm realizing my dream. I am really thrilled.
We're going to have you perform a little bit for us in just a bit, but I want to reintroduce you. Haskell Small is a pianist and composer, and talking with him ahead of a performance in Wisconsin this week, you can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Haskell, tell us a bit about your life before the stroke. How did you discover classical music, or how did it find you?
That's a good way to put it. Well, early on, my mother was a classically trained pianist, went to Peabody, but she also loved jazz. And that was my first immersion in music, was basically playing by ear, playing jazz, and God forbid, rock and roll.
And you wanted to be a rock star.
I did for a while. And fortunately, that never happened. I went to San Francisco for a while, and in the middle of the 60s, so you can imagine the times. Mm. But while I was there, I also, even though I did not study classical piano early on earnestly at all, I had a couple of sessions with neighborhood piano teachers, and they were all frustrated with me because I didn't want to do what they wanted me to do, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But when I was in San Francisco and getting tired of jamming in basements, getting stoned, I said, I'm going to go knock on the door of the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. And very fortunately, they hooked me up with somebody who understood where I was coming from. And I started practicing, writing in earnest classical music.
I thought it was so fascinating that you studied under a pianist who had lost their ability to play with one hand for decades. Is it Leon Fleischer?
Yes. Leon Fleischer was a great pianist, known not just for his disability, obviously, but because he was an incredible musician. And I was very fortunate to have him as my teacher for several years. And he would demonstrate during lessons. He had the opposite hand affected. Mm-hmm. He would demonstrate with his left hand, wrapping rings around what I could do with both hands at the time.
Putting you in your place a bit. But so after your stroke, you write and you transcribe pieces of works for the right hand only. I wonder, what did that do to your brain? What effect did it have on your recovery?
Certainly, the effect on the brain was to keep active, to start getting the brain cells in there that were still alive. The ones that got cooked, I'm afraid, were gone. But the human mind is so malleable, so incredibly wonderful design, that it finds ways of rewiring lost functions to new parts of the brain that are still able to function. And so essentially delving myself into things that involve me being active and creative, those exercise those synapses in the brain, and that absolutely helped my recovery as well as my sanity.
Composer and pianist Haskell Small on his journey through stroke rehab, how it connects to his musicianship. Call in with a question, share your thoughts, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Longtime pianist and composer Haskell Small is set to perform in Milwaukee. We explore how the piano has created new significance in recovering from a stroke 2 years ago. Small's tour is called Celebration of Healing. Be part of the conversation at any point. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Haskell, how long did it take you until you felt that you had mostly recovered from your stroke? When did you feel like you again?
Well, it's still a work in progress, but essentially, as soon as I was able to function playing the piano with both hands, which was, I guess, around 3/4 of a year after my stroke, that's when I started to feel a little bit whole again. I'm still hobbling around, and the sensations are not going to come back fully, as I understand it, although the function is there and getting better all the time, and hence I'm on my tour.
Is going on tour in part... Can that be taxing, tiring, or is it exhilarating to be in front of audiences?
Both. Obviously exhilarating, or I wouldn't be doing this. It's thrilling to me to be here, to be doing my thing. And the travel, I'm leaving in a couple of hours from now. Packing my suitcase last night, I was realizing, what am I getting myself into? This is a lot of lugging things around. I'm on a roll. I'm excited with playing this specific piece of music, which has been a lifelong dream. It's a spiritual journey for me to have immerse myself in this great music and to be able to share it with people very soon. I'm looking forward to being in your area.
Yes, yes. Well, with no further ado, you'll be playing Beethoven's The Diabelli Variations Saturday here in Milwaukee. And from what I understand, this is a massive piece that it can take quite a while to play, and this has been your goal in recovery, to play this. What is it like to hit this mile marker?
It's very gratifying. It's certainly massive is the word. Depending on what I ate for breakfast, it can last anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour and 20 minutes with all the repeats. It's a huge work, all based on a little ditty written by this obscure Italian composer, Anton Diabelli. He sent around this theme of his to all the composers of the day in Vienna, asking them to contribute a variation on his theme. At first, Beethoven dismissed the whole idea. He thought this theme was a piece of dust, not worthy of whatever. But then he thought about it by nature of it being so simple-minded relatively. To Beethoven, it opened up, thousands, just worlds of ways of using that material to make many different moods and to create this enormous piece with this arc from beginning to end. Beethoven told Mr. Diabelli, I'm not going to do just one variation. I'm sorry, I'm doing 33. I like it, I love it.
Take this. would you play an excerpt for us, if you please?
I would love to. It's early in the morning, so forgive me, but here goes. I'm just going to play literally 30 seconds the theme of Diabelli's, Beethoven's opening of the work, without the repeats. Let me move my chair over to the
Yeah,
piano.
get ready and comfortable. We're here.
Okay. All right, I'm here. It works. Can you hear me?
Indeed, we can.
Okay, here we go.
So much for that. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
How do you feel about building on someone else's work? Because that's what's kind of going on here in Diabelli Variations.
I'm enjoying the I'm not sure exactly what you mean, but the idea of performing this piece of Beethoven that he has fueled my recovery. I'm grateful for for this. It's ironic that the I understand that people that have training as musicians or athletes, I'm told they have the best chances of recovering from a stroke more quickly, that it involves the discipline to practice, to focus on what's needed. And so certainly that in itself has been something I've enjoyed using Mr. Beethoven's music for.
Yes. And you've been so disciplined as a pianist, from what I understand, practicing hours a day. That inner drive and determination must also help in rehab after a stroke.
Absolutely. Essentially, this was a lifesaver for me. I could easily have become depressed. I said to my wife, my career, my life is over. And then this is what has kept me focused and really important.
The tour being called Celebration of Healing, I would imagine you could have called it many different things. What are you hoping people learn from attending one of your shows?
Well, I like to think they might pick up on the notion that if there's something you really want to do, you can do it. Go for it. The human mind is powerful. It is so wired to be at our service if we can only tap into it. And essentially, that was what I became determined to do early on. And I think the in itself, the determination is part of what helped me to recover and to, with 24/7 practicing, obviously, also to put all this together. I only played a little ditty of it for you there now, but this goes on
It was
for.
just a nibble. Yes. In our final moments together here, I'm wondering, do you still feel like you have breakthroughs as a pianist, that you have these aha moments with the music, that you're still very close to it?
That's a good question. Absolutely. I mean, all the time, as a performing artist of any kind, I think there's always new discoveries, new angles, new ways of experiencing things that one can discover. I have felt since working on this specific piece of music, as well as in general, that I'm getting better in some ways than I was before my stroke. By dint of having to practice my left hand extra slowly, just as one of the
It really makes,
therapists.
yeah, it makes you come really to understand in a minute way about the music. Haskell Small, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Set to perform Saturday in Milwaukee. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.